there. Welcome to Bookish Bovine, a podcast to have literary fun with me, Mrs. Utterbutter, and my mostly furry friends through original stories, songs, and skits. In our last episode, BJ and Posse teamed up with Esther to repair the ribbon rainbow. They had just jumped onto the rainbow to continue chasing the giant hot dog. Let's see what it's like to eat in a bamboo batter with BJ and friends. Pick a fluffy patch of grass, hoof and trample it, and settle down because here we move. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me at Bookish Bovine. Moo. We can read it.
Let's go.
We can dream it.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me at Bookish Bovine.
Moo. Moo.
Episode 5. How to eat in a bamboo batter. BJ tapped her paws on a ribbon rainbow. The rainbow let her paws sink slightly before they pushed back. It was as if the rainbow was a colorful yet translucent trampoline.
This is wonky, Posy growled. I don't trust it.
It is weird, but it's wonderfully weird, don't you think? Let's go, Posy. BJ took off down the rainbow with a huge gallop. Posy hemmed and hawed, stalled as much as he could, but when BJ got more than a bark away, he ran and caught up with her. Together, BJ bounding, Posy skittering, they ran. As they ran, the world around them started to change. A sheet of rain would drop down, and the world would melt away and reform into a different world, like watercolor paintings that are quickly redrawn. Firstly, the world went from the concrete jungle with its solid buildings and hard streets to a bubbly world, light pink and purple, with little bubbles stacked on each other to form bubbly trees and buildings. Then, the rain fell again, and the bubbly world melted away and was redrawn into a world of bamboo. Tall, thin reeds of bamboo sprouted everywhere. Posy saw a flash of white and black and beady eyes.
BJ, do you have any idea where we are going?
To find the giant hot dog.
Yeah, but how will we know which land the hot dog went to?
BJ stopped. Posy ran right into BJ's plump butt. You know, I've never thought about that. How would we know? Posy cowered as he glanced around them. The bamboo was really high where they were, and it was really dense. Posy couldn't make out what was 2 feet into the thickness of the plants. It was too dark.
BJ, while we think about where we're going, we need to be going.
Going?
Moving.
Moving? I believe the little dog is trying to tell you to keep going on the rainbow. And he is right, because you two are in the bamboo batter. As you can see, you can't see much here, which is unfortunate, since the kind of animals that eat bamboo are rather frightful, and plentiful, if you ask me.
Esther, you've been with us this whole time?
Esther flapped down next to the two dogs.
After all the time and effort I put into it, I'd be sorely wanting were I to miss out on a good opportunity to help the hapless.
Sure, how noble of ya. Posy said.
I've got it. Posy, I can just use my nose,
BJ said. She put her snout to the air and inhaled. Her nostrils flared in and out.
We're on the right path. The giant hot dog didn't stay here. We have to get back on the rainbow.
But behind BJ, Posy saw some reeds of bamboo shift.
Hey, the bamboo is moving.
Perhaps it's the wind, Esther said.
Posy peered some more.
No, it's not the wind. BJ, we've got to get out of here.
Oh, pooh, it's a withering willow.
I don't think so.
An army of ants?
Nope. A flying flea? Funny.
For you, that would have been rather frightful.
But then, the three suddenly stopped talking, because the bamboo was slowly spreading open. One reed at a time. Three bamboo left. Two. Then one.
Meow, 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 meow.
What was sitting in a bamboo better? Stay tuned while we chew on some hay and take a farm break. Pasture patches.
Verb. Doing or being. Verb rat is doing a verb. Verb rat is doing an action. Verb rat is... Verb rat, what verb are you doing right now?
Verb.
Doing or being. What verb are you doing right now? Noun cat is chasing verb rat. Is verb rat eating?
Verb.
Reading?
Verb.
Skipping?
Verb.
I know, running. Verb rat is running from noun cat.
Verb.
Verb rat is running. Verb rat is doing an action. Verb rat is doing a verb. Doing or being. Verb. Good verb rat.
Verb.
Meow, 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 meow.
And now, back to BJ and friends. When we last saw them, they had stopped in a bamboo batter, where they were about to meet something in the reeds. The bamboo was slowly spreading open, one reed at a time. Three bamboo left. Two. One. Two eyes glowed at them through the darkness. And in jumped BJ. Friend! Uncalled for! Uncalled for! BJ's chunky body landed on the bamboo, flattening the remaining bamboo with a thump and a crack, leaving the trio exposed to whatever had been lying within. There, in the thicket of bamboo, was a round, furry red animal, sitting on its butt, with a reed of bamboo in both paws. They had caught the animal in the middle of chewing. Its cheeks were fluffy and puffy. Friend? BJ asked again. The animal blinked. BJ blinked. Friend?
My food. That's my food.
Not friend, BJ. Not friend, Posse yelped.
Run!
The dogs ran as fast as they could down the rainbow road. Esther flew beside them.
My food.
What is that? BJ said.
Pointy white and black ears, big paws. Yes, I do believe that's a red panda.
What that thing is mad. Run faster.
And they ran faster and harder. But the harder they ran, the more the ribbon rainbow road began to act like a trampoline again, pulsing up and down with every step of the paw. Up and down. Up and down. They might as well have been running in a bouncy house. One second, Posse saw BJ in front of him. The next, he didn't. Posse didn't want to look behind him. He could hear the red panda's grunts and growls, and that was enough for him. He spurred BJ to run faster. The ribbon rainbow flipped high, making Posse's stomach flutter and flop. When the path came down again, Posse felt the bottom drop out of his stomach.
Whee!
He heard BJ say. The weight of the dog's bounding made the ribbon rainbow undulate madly. It was as if they were on a colorful blanket at sea, with waves that rolled and unfurled into the highest crest known to dog. Posse's eyes crossed, and he clamped his mouth shut. He didn't know if he could keep up with BJ. For every six steps Posse took, BJ only had to take one. Posse's legs couldn't skitter too much more. At least, not at the rate of keeping up with BJ's beefy butt. But then the ribbon rainbow road rose real high,
so high he couldn't see anything but sky. And when it came down so quickly he flew off. Posy flew into the air, all four paws flailing for dear life, and then he landed with a thud. BJ landed next to him. They looked behind them. The red panda was waddling back to the bamboo batter.
Oh!
We did it! We did it! We're alive, and we're going to get that hot dog! BJ hopped up on all fours and moved to run again, but she stopped when she saw Posy's tiny body flop onto the road.
I'm sorry, BJ, he cried. My legs can't take it anymore. Actually, neither can my stomach. My stomach, my legs, my whole terrier body can't take it anymore.
BJ considered. I can hold you by the scruff of your neck and my mouth, you know, like a cat with her kittens. But I can see you wouldn't like that. Oh, I could put you on my back? What do you think?
Posy bent his head down. It's no use. Leave me here.
You're my friend. I can't leave you behind.
I'm holding you back. The purpose of me coming was to help you get the hot dog, or help you get back to your owner. And I'm not successful with either.
But we're a pack. We're in this together. BJ looked up at Esther. There's got to be a better way to travel to Ribbon Rainbow. Do you think we can ride a bike like the giant hot dog?
No. I suppose you four-leggers need some help from the flighted divine once again.
Now, let me think.
Esther curled a wing under her beak.
I have an idea, and it involves the very bamboo that the red panda wanted us out of.
Moments later, the three of them stared at the contraption Esther had them make. It was a platform made of bamboo and dried vines. It resembled the thing the humans called a surfboard.
You're going to surf on it, like a human does to waves. Both of you get on. Now, Chunky One, you with the longer limbs, use your right paws and pull the surfboard forward. There you go. Do it again. Yes. See? You're sliding on the road. Now, since you're sliding, there will be less bumping up and down. And the meatless one won't have to try to keep up with you. Win-win and win situation.
Posy counted BJ and himself. One and two.
Wait a minute. Who's the third win, Esther?
Now, don't you mind that. As for you, Floppy Cheeks, you go get that hot dog.
Posy shrugged and looked up at BJ. BJ smiled at Posy.
Friend?
Friend.
Sunny days, straight ahead. Tasty ways in my head. So let's do this, see it through. I've got a bone to share with you.
Together, together, we'll do this. Together, together, we'll get that hot dog. Together, together, we'll do this. Together, together, we'll get that hot dog.
Scary days, straight ahead. Unknown ways in my head. But I'll do this, see it through. I've got a bone to pick with you. Together, together, we'll do this. Together, together, I'll get you back home.
Together, together, we'll do this. Together, together, I'll get you back home. Together, together, we'll do this. Together, together, I'll get you back home.
Back to your owner.
That giant hot dog.
Just pause.
And that's the end of our story today. Why was the red panda mad at BJ and Posy? What do you think about the Ribbon Rainbow? Create a story about what you think will happen next with BJ and Posy. Now, here's another farm run.
Moo in, animals. All hooves and paws must toe the line. Okay, stand straight. Shoulders back.
snouts forward, speak up. Today we are going to rehash about verbs. Yes, Sergeant.
Rehash? Like, as in rehash? Or should I say hash browns?
Gobble, gobble. Rehash, as in going back over something. Recapping is a verb, not a noun. You do it, not eat it.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound as fun.
Oh, gobble, gobble. Snout's alive. Let's go for a run.
Count, cadence, lay, cadence, skip, cadence, count.
One.
Little animals.
Two.
Better learn to read.
Three.
Before you find yourself.
Four.
As somebody else's feed.
One.
Nouns.
Two.
Person.
Three.
Place.
Four.
Thing.
One, two, three, four. Learn about nouns and more. We like it here. We love it here. We're a part of a farm.
A what?
A farm.
A what?
A farm.
A farm to learn and grow.
Count, cadence, lay, cadence, skip, cadence, count.
One.
Little animals.
Two.
Better learn to read.
Three.
Before you find yourself.
Four.
As somebody else's feed.
One.
Nouns.
Two.
Person.
Three.
Place.
Four.
Thing.
One, two, three, four. Learn about nouns and more. We like it here. We love it here. We're a part of a farm.
A what?
A farm.
A what?
A farm.
A farm to learn and grow.
Quink. Moo. Moo. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. Please join us next week to see what happens with BJ and her furry friends as they surf the ribbon rainbow in search of the giant hot dog. If you liked this episode of Bookish Bovine, please share with your friends and family and rate and review on your favorite listening app. Between episodes, chew the literary fat at our website, bookishbovine.com. There you can check out children's book reviews, download transcripts of episodes, print out connect the dots of our wonderful characters, and other fun activities. Have a great day.
Bovine.
Mrrr.